Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone alongside Carissa Cruz, President CEO of the Sonoma County Wine Growers. We're here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine. And
such a special place.
It's going to be a party in the studio today.
I almost brought the bell, and then I realized we didn't need the bell. Jeff, our producer, just gave me the evil eye, like, you're going to bring in seven people into studio. Did you hear that? Like, seven people are going to be in studio. Did I get that right? Five in studio plus us. Yes, seven.
Yeah.
So that would have been too much for the bell on top of that.
We've never done that. This is a record. Yeah. This is a record seated guests.
This is going to be like the Good Stuff chaos episode. Full chaos.
Yeah.
I love it, though. So super exciting. We have a bunch of our friends from Minnesota.
Yep. Who doesn't have friends in Minnesota?
Minnesota. I mean, I lived in Minneapolis, so it's a good town. But we are partnering on the Minnesota Wine Fest this year. They do an annual sort of, it's literally a five-day affair. It starts on a Wednesday night with a luxury sort of grand dinner, and then ends with a grand tasting on Friday night, and then there's an auction on dinner on Saturday night. And so much activity. And they came out to us last year and asked if Sonoma County would be their regional partner. So we're sending, like, I think almost 30 wineries from Sonoma County to Minneapolis.
So 30 people to pour the wines?
Maybe 60 people may
grow to 90 people, who knows?
I mean, we are going to have a party in studio, and then we're going to have a party in Minnesota. So that's the important part of all of this.
Yeah, so the event takes place starting May 9th, although, like you said, it's about 5 days, so maybe it's that week of, so early, mid-May. and it's a benefit for Children's Health.
Yes.
Our guests can kind of speak to that and kind of where the money goes, and we'll ask them a lot of questions about their interest in wine. But the five people coming, we have Nick Engblom, who's Senior Director of Development for the Wine Fest.
Yep.
Elizabeth Patty, Associate VP for Development. Blythe Brendan is founder of the Blythe Brendan Mann Foundation and sponsor of the After Party.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, so we need more details on that. We need more details on that. And then Sarah and Kai Worrell are the co-chairs of the event. And you've met a few of these people already?
Yeah, so we've been working with Nick and Elizabeth for the past year plus. And actually, I was able to go to the event last year just to get a sense of what it's like and how
due diligence,
how and when Sonoma County can sort of integrate into this. And it was awesome. I mean, I think we talk a lot about that we've gotten to, you know, go to several grand tastings and events in wine, and there are definitely some that stand out as better than others. And I think, you know, everything you think about Minnesota and just the culture and the people, but Minneapolis is actually a huge food town. And the folks there love wine. And so the grand tasting, I want to say, last year on Friday night, had almost 1,000 people there. And so, I mean, I was there pouring, ran out of wine with like an hour to go.
Oh my God. Okay.
There was just so much enthusiasm and excitement. And so I think there's just going to be a lot of interest in having so many, I just think of our, you know, friends, winemakers and growers from Sonoma County there. I think the Midwest just loves when people actually invest in coming to the region. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's going to be a really good opportunity for all of us.
Okay. And how did you, so you went to check out the event.
Yes.
How did you first get introduced?
Connected. Well, I should give a big shout out. Actually, Justin Seidenfeld, who is the head winemaker and over viticulture at Rodney Strong, who's also on our board at Sonoma County Wine Growers. He had been participating in the event. Ronnie Strong had been participating in the event for several years. And so this event team was out in Sonoma County last winter, and sort of Justin connected us, and we talked about what would it look like to kind of do a Sonoma County takeover of this event in Minnesota. I think we're calling it Sonoma Soda event or Snow Soda. I'll let them figure out all those details. And so then we got the invitation to go and sort of experience it, see what it was all about. And just, it was pretty great. We also got to tour the Children's Hospital. And so always nice to really be connected to a local organization that's doing good in the community and know that we're going in and people are going to be celebrating wine and food in our wine region. But also it's all about doing good in the local community that you're participating in too.
fantastic.
I know. So it's going to be a big show. This is about as calm as it's going to get, I think.
All right. Well, we might need to take a break before we open
relax,
the door and
do some stretching.
Let the party start.
A little yoga, meditation, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back here on The Good Stuff. Welcome back to The Good Stuff. We have our five record
Full
count
studio.
Five guests in studio.
This is a record breaker for us, just so you all know.
We don't even really know what to do. This is going to be
exciting. We're like sharing
mics. Maybe? Exciting. Let's leave it at exciting.
And we've already poured wine, so that's like full trouble.
We're going to need it, I think. So, so we gave a quick introduction to our guests here today, all here from Minnesota, to talk about Wine Fest. But we're going to start with you, Nick, because it says you're Senior Director of Development. Tell us what that means. Tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us about this event.
Well, thanks for having us on. This is a really special morning for us. And I'm shocked you didn't say Minnesota. You know, that's what we like to do in Minnesota.
We might have done that in the intro.
So I love that.
But I lived there, so I got to say
I was going
to
say, yeah, you
so
spent
I
some time.
Spent
yeah.
some time there.
You know, we bring lots of fun energy. And
joy.
Senior director, that title means nothing. What it really is about is that we're here and on behalf of Wine Fest, a toast of Children's Health, which is the University of Minnesota's largest fundraiser for M Health for Every Masonic Children's Hospital, bringing together great wine, food, and supporters to have raised over $25 million in 28 years, which is pretty cool.
That's
why we're here
money.
Today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're pumped. We're pumped about it.
Yeah. So talk a little bit, I was trying to explain in the intro a little bit just about it's an extensive, like it's a 5-day takeover starting with events on a dinner on Wednesday evening. Can you just walk us through like what it is and sort of all the different activities? And
yeah, and actually I love to step back in time and say it started in one of our really great doctor's backyards trying to raise money for a piece of equipment.
I love that.
And it all came together because he's like, let's do a wine dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are 28 years later, spreading out over 4 days, starting on Wednesday night at Spoon and Stable with the buyout of Gavin Kaysen's restaurant, which Gavin is world-renowned when it comes to food. And then Thursday, we have this event called Corks and Kicks, where you bring your favorite or best bottle of wine, and you set it on a table, and you pop the cork, and you've got all these amazing wines, about 150 of them. We've had a 73 Petrus there. We've had a 62 Mouton. I mean, we've had unbelievable
amazing.
Wines. And you got to wear your Jordans or your best shoes. And
I love that.
And it becomes a
wait,
fun...
so you get to drink amazing wine. And be comfortable?
And comfortable, yeah.
How? What?
Yeah.
What's that intersection?
You better have good shoes when you're up here. I want to see your best pair of kicks. That's what it's all about.
All right, but we just saw a little preview of some kicks, but which, you know, the audience can't see, but what did you just show us?
Oh,
yeah, Blythe.
I'm obsessed with anything sparkly, so as you can kind of see, unfortunately, you can't see it. But so I have very sparkly tennis shoes, and I try to outdo myself every year.
I like that.
What the sparkles?
You raise your own bar.
Yes, yeah,
nice.
Yeah, every year.
Yeah.
Yep,
that's a way to live. I like that a lot. But talk about the two things, and maybe just stick with Nick for a second. But talk about the grand tasting because
yep.
that was such a blast. And then I also want to comment that you literally, it was the most incredible moment when you were able to get, I don't even know, hundreds, close to 1,000 people to literally stop talking in the middle of a wine event on a Friday night to be able to showcase, you know, what all of this is about and what it's for. So
yeah,
maybe kind of walk us through that.
I appreciate that. I think, you know, the event in whole, Wednesday to Saturday, brings in about 2,000 guests. And it's, you know, anybody from a restaurant owner to a supporter. Friday night is really about the up-and-coming industry partners, whether it's a new chef, a new restaurant, a new wine consumer. So our ticket prices are above what would a normal food and wine show be, because this is a charity. And so you get people in there, about 1,000 guests walking around with 25
yes.
restaurants, 400 wines. But we still have to remember, we're raising money for M Health Ferry Masonic Children's Hospital. There are children in that hospital that are just trying to survive, right? And so when we ask for attention in that moment, when you have 1,000 guests drinking wine and eating food, it's very hard to get
yes.
their attention. So you get up on the center stage, elevated above everybody, and you say, I will not start this program until we have everybody silent.
And they actually find it works.
And you see what I just got? I looked at all of you and I said, until everyone's silent, we all just kind of looked at each other like, what do we do next?
Yes.
But it works because then you bring a patient up there that is, we try to find somebody that is, you know, 18, 19, 20 or older so that it can resonate with some of these guests. Mm-hmm. And you start to really feel it. And there are guests in that room that may have just turned 21 or 26. And like that child or that teenager, that was me 5 years ago talking about going through a cancer struggle and actually being here on stage tonight talking about the amazing work that Masonic Children's Hospital has done to allow that child or teen to live a little bit longer or know that they're, you know, without that hospital, they wouldn't be standing here tonight. And we had a patient 2 years ago stand on that stage that tragically passed away a year later, but his memory lives on. And we talk about him all the time, Walt. And I remember people being like, coming off that stage, going to him, how can I get you a job? Do you need free reservations for restaurants? Can we get you a bottle of wine? And that's what the community is all about, right? We all could get everyone's attention, but when he spoke and he came off that stage, everyone knew that night, that's why they're supporting Wine Fest, which is pretty cool.
And also, I loved that we had the opportunity to actually tour the hospital as part of this, that we're not just participating. I think often we get asked to show up, open the bottles, pour wine, interact, be social, which is great. Like that's we love the hospitality piece, but to actually really firsthand connect and see why we're there, why we're giving our time to travel from Sonoma County to Minnesota, not just to have fun, but to really do good in a kind of a collected, connected way, it's really impactful. So talk a little bit about that. And I don't know, maybe Elizabeth, want to throw it over to you to do that? Or Nick, you want to keep going?
Yeah, well,
we'll tag team it.
Elizabeth, the OG over here, Winefest. She's the reason why I am employed. She's my boss, everyone, just so you know. So if I say anything wrong here, you can.
Oh, I like that.
But I think it's something that Elizabeth really focused on. And the biggest thing for Friday is we need to make sure that these winemakers are going to the hospital so they understand when they're pouring that wine or they're donating amazing auction packages that you're also part of this family. This hospital is now part of the ecosystem that you're involved with. And so, you know, our goal is to make sure that you see it firsthand. And it's not just an event that you come to, you pour your wine, you meet people and you leave. We want you to know that these kids, these families are being impacted because of you being in town. And that's really cool.
Yeah. Well, I love that. And I love the story starting in the backyard because we've, Virginia and I talk a lot about it on the show, just about how wine brings people together. It's a beverage and experience that connects. And so I think there's no better way to think about, let's throw a wine party in a backyard to do good. And now it's this 4 day plus multi-year, multi-day supported event. So I just want to say thanks for all of that because that's very cool to be a part of.
Well, and it shows, I mean, wine consistently is such a force for good. I mean, it can raise so much money. It obviously, again, brings people together, which is an important factor of, you know, raising awareness for the things that you're working on, but also just letting people, like, meet each other and just be in one place and celebrate, hopefully, some victories. But I'm also struck by, like, the backyard wine thing. I mean, doctors really do love wine, don't they? There's a long history. There's a lot of California winemakers that were either were doctors or thought about becoming doctors. Certainly a lot of doctors who have founded wineries. Was there a connection in Minneapolis with that as well? Or was it just, you know, I mean, it just seems like, or maybe talk a little bit more just about the wider wine culture that you have.
Oh, but you know, that's interesting because I want to step back really quick. I appreciate you mentioning wine, bringing people together to do good, because I think there's this negative notion that, like, drinking wine for a children's hospital to raise money, like, it's okay. We can all lean into our professions to help others out. And being in the wine industry, to be able to lend this amazing bottle of wine to a charity to pour, to have somebody raise their hand, it goes a long way. So thank you for saying that. This will be recorded so we can use this in Minnesota if everyone ever says to us, Wine Fest for Masonic, right? But, you know, I think the wine industry in Minnesota, we get this, like, notion of, like, you've got Chicago, which is, it's massive, right? You've got Illinois being a huge state for wine. Minnesota has a really great wine town. It's awesome. And we've got, we call them patio pounders in the summer. You get your rosé and your white wines, and you sit out on the lakes and you're drinking your wines. We've got great distribution. There's a lot of Sonoma, I would say a lot of people from Sonoma that maybe started in Minnesota and made their way out here. And we follow those, the Dave Reddys of the world, right? Who we were just with dinner last night. And that man is an amazing person, and from Edina, Minnesota, and he's very proud of that, being out here.
Was he wearing a Viking hat?
He was not, though, last night. But, you know, he's got his hat on. He had the Grateful Dead with the Minnesota logo. Grateful Dead logo in it.
He's representing that.
There you go.
But I would say that it's very eclectic. I think people love to drink great wine, and whether it's a great red, whether it's an amazing white, if there's a story behind it, Minnesotans love that more, right? They want to talk to their friends about why they're drinking that wine. Coming off of this, mm-hmm. we're going to want to figure out, like, what's the story around this podcast with you guys, and knowing that we're going to go see your ranch tomorrow down in Goldfield, yep. you bet we'll be drinking that wine and talking about our time out there, mm-hmm. right? That's a lot for us in Minnesota. We love to tell the story why we drink the wine.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's great. I got to meet some incredible co-chairs of the event last year who we've stayed connected with, so thank you. But we have the co-chairs of the event also in studio. So Sarah and Kai, maybe just like tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you're connected to the event and why you sort of stepped forward to be in this role this year.
Oh, we were voluntold.
Oh, well, that happens.
Why don't you start, Sarah?
Well, I also say thank you for having us. This is a huge opportunity to be here in person with you and to be a part of your podcast, so thank you. I would say maybe why Nick and Elizabeth chose us this year to be the co-chairs of WineFest is our connection to the medical technology industry. Mm-hmm. So I have a med tech startup in the women's health space. Kai has run several different companies. We're both very entrepreneurial, like the winemakers here in Sonoma. Mm-hmm. And we have three children of our own. And have used the services of the Children's Hospital throughout our kids' lives. And so we're really appreciative of that. And we've also always been philanthropic in the sort of children's healthcare space because these kids just have long lives ahead of them and anything we can do to help. There's lots of reasons. I am also a University of Minnesota alumni. And very proud of all the history and all of the medical technology that was invented at the University of Minnesota, including the pacemaker and many other really important technologies that everybody interacts with today. So we have a lot of reasons to be connected and really happy to be here. So thank you.
Yeah, just to add that one of the things that's really great about being the chair, co-chairs, is we get to go into the hospital and hear about all the innovation, the research, the science that's being done. In addition to being a great place to get care, like Nick was referring to, there's also all this funding for special initiatives, breakthroughs in genetic therapies, and things like child abuse. Mm-hmm. We heard a lot about the programs there where families can get the things that they need and support. Innovation that's happening in that space. So there's a lot of reasons why a community needs a vibrant children's health care organization. And so we get to bring a focus to that and showcase some of that through WineFest and raise some money for that. And wine is the great conduit that brings us all together. But then you get to highlight some of these amazing researchers and initiatives. So that's all pretty fun.
Is this your first time in Sonoma County?
Or have you been here before?
Okay. We're regulars. Got it.
Yeah. We get up here as much as possible.
I don't know if we're regulars. I mean, Blythe is the one who's...
Well, we're going to get to her.
Yeah.
So blame Blythe.
You can dive deep into that well, but we have been to the region, and you know, just yesterday we got to see some of the vineyards and meet some of the entrepreneurs that run these places, so that was a...
Nothing beats meeting the people, right?
Yeah.
Really, that is the best, is to hear their stories, and Sarah touched on it, but... The entrepreneurs and the people that struck out, it seems like it's a hard business.
It's a scrappy business.
And you just don't know what's going to come with each season. Yeah. And to have the grit to go get through every season and forecast demand. Some of the stories we heard were really quite remarkable.
I think the other common thread that we see is the family connection. Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many multi-generational or father-son duos, or like we were with Noah from Reeve yesterday, and Reeve is actually named after his son, you know, and there's a couple of other wineries in the region, right, that name their wines after their kids and have a strong family tradition and a family tie. So
I mean, tomorrow morning you're going to tour around with my stepdaughter, who's sixth generation.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Cool. Yeah. So my husband's out of town, so she's in charge of the tour, so we'll see how that goes.
So we can give her a run for her money.
Totally. I hope so. Let's put her to the test for sure. Well, I know, we're looking at it. There's so much to dive into.
There is so much to dive into. I know we have to take a break pretty soon, but Blythe, you are here. What was the nickname?
I don't want to assume anything.
But,
sparkly Blythe, I don't know.
Yes,
yeah.
So all those work. You got the sparkle. And tell us just quickly before we take a quick break, the Blythe Brendan Mann Foundation, you are the after-party sponsor, but tell us a little bit about your foundation.
It I'm very fortunate. I come from a very philanthropic family, and it was started from by my grandfather, passed down to my mother, and now passed down to myself. And I'm very grateful that I get to find incredible organizations to support. And it was through a tour with Nick and Elizabeth that, and I learned about Winefest, that all of a sudden I was like, I need to be more engaged and connected with the Masonic Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. So I kind of jumped on board ever since, and have loved to be able to support. I've been an honorary chair for Winefest. I've been the after party sponsor because I love a good dance party as well. Who doesn't?
I had a feeling. Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, again, once you get on that campus of the hospital and see the families and the patients and the incredible work the doctors and the nurses and the staff are doing, you have to say yes. And I've been 100% on board ever since.
Amazing. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on The Good Stuff with our guests. On The Good Stuff with our great friends from Minnesota. I think I feel like we're great
friends
already.
Yeah, totally.
We're drinking wine at 10 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
What's we're invited you we're on bonding. Our boat for the summertime. Come on up.
We're drinking wine together here in studio. But we heard kind of during the break that Elizabeth, who has not said a lot yet, but is
Hi,
the catalyst.
Elizabeth.
Hi. Quiet achiever.
The catalyst. Yeah. The person who took the concept from the backyard to the world stage. So tell us a little bit how you did that.
Sure. I started in 2002 raising money for the Department of Pediatrics at the University of Minnesota. It's been such a privilege to be a part of helping Winefest grow and become bigger and bolder and better. And when I started, it was, you know, a two-day event that raised, you know, $500,000 to $900,000. And we've been able to, you know, grow it for to $1 million to $2 million. We've had people from all over the country, all over the world that has participated in Winefest at Atossa Children's Health. And we just had to be creative and start getting, you know, drawing people to Minnesota. And so one of the first things that we did to help grow that, we had the Stag's Leap District Wine Growers Association come, and that really put it on the map, I think. We had some great partners, Allison Stelzner and some others, that brought a lot of people. I think that was the first time that group traveled together. And they came to Minnesota. They brought the very best wines, and the people were like, oh my God, this is a great event. And we get great wines, great food. And so since that time, then we had the Australian group come in, the Rioja group come in. We've had family of wines, women of wines. Let's see.
Washington
region come in.
Well, thank you for committing to Sonoma County from here on out.
Yes.
Yeah. We're
locked. We love Sonoma.
I've got the contract on the way out.
It's a multi-year deal.
So, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, thank you for that.
And you have a special name for it, too. Which,
we do have
a
name.
Work.
Are we going to unveil the name?
Do we drop
it? Go ahead. Let's do it. Sonoma Soda.
Woo! Wow. Which, actually, we're sitting here with bottles of wine, so I think I should probably get to it.
Yeah, you probably should.
Mm. But there it is. What's not to love about that?
But tell us
did we get that?
Have.
Was that a hot take?
Yes.
Yeah, the cork pull is a common theme.
Famous. Yes.
So you tell us what you opened.
Oh well, yeah. So our friends Virginie brought us. Our friends from Minnesota came out here early, and they've been. I think you're staying.
At Reeve.
Yeah, at Reeve. And so
it was a duty.
I know. I'm sorry you had to bear that burden.
That's right.
We'll do better next time. So, yes. No, that's amazing. So I just opened. We've been sipping on some stuff, but I just opened their special reserve Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir from the 22 vintage. So, I'm going to pass that around and not be selfish.
I'd love to know more about, you know, sort of the kind of the wine, like, what wines do you all like? What's sort of your wine background? Do you collect? Do you travel a lot for wine? Do you just love Sonoma like we do, or what's your link to it?
Yeah, want to start with me or go
anybody?
You go Kai first.
Well, yeah, now we're monogamous. We're just on the Sonoma. We used to drink around.
That's what we were waiting to hear. Yeah.
Now we're locked in.
That is, I'm going to use those. We are all about turning people monogamous on a daily basis, wine region specific.
Okay, so. I'm going to pass the mic over to Sarah because she is a chemical engineer and she loves to dive into the science.
Oh, nice. Oh. Okay.
That is something that's very fascinating about wine. It's not only is it good to drink, but there's just so much that goes into growing it and knowing when to pick the grapes and knowing when it's ready to bottle and when it's ready to, you know, drink. So
when you spend time with winemakers, do you ask about like pH and the TA and get really deep into the chemistry?
I can testify to that. There are a lot of questions.
Kai's like, I'm going to drink.
And Kai's like, tell me more.
Which helps be over here on the patio.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's like when I travel with my husband, I try to get him to do like brainstorming things. We're part of this like global wine think tank and everything. And he always disappears and I look out the window and he's out in the vineyard. Yeah. Like just roaming around by himself. Yeah. Sometimes he stumbles upon the other farmer and they're out there chatting languages, whatever. Don't know, and I'm always like, lost him again. So,
technology is great, and you know, we work in healthcare. I spend a lot of time in the OR, and there's doctors that just know when something is right and know when something isn't quite right. And then there's a lot of tools that can help them along the way. And you see that in wine too. I see, you know, there's the winemakers who can just, you know, go out in the field and know when it's time to pick. Or, you know, all these apps and technology and really cool, you know, soil measurements and things like that you can do and sugar measurements. And I mean, I love it all. And you see the experience, you know, in wine, just like you do in surgery. There's a lot of...
Absolutely.
Know. But what are you drinking?
Yeah, what's the question?
What are you drinking these days?
Yeah.
I love a good Zinfandel or Cabs. Okay. Really full-bodied. It also depends on what we're eating or what we're doing.
Sure.
But right now I'm drinking a Chardonnay, which I also love. So,
which we grow essentially in all of our AVs.
Yeah, we got to shout out Reeve on that one. We brought some bottles of Reeve, and Noah and the team over there are taking good care of us. We're staying on property.
Which is great.
Yeah, and they're a great spot.
It's
a beautiful Tuscan villa.
Oh my gosh, if you can get over there and see their property. And I guess they do pizzas on the weekends, so.
Yeah. And here's what I'll say about the Sonoma Group. You're going to have to be a wine luminary now. This is what happens. So Elizabeth talks about Allison Stelzner, and then Dylan Proctor's become an advocate for Wine Fest, and it's come up for 15 years. It's the only event he does outside of Aspen Food and Wine. It sounds like we're going to have to anoint you as the new Sonoma luminary, right?
Yeah, you're not getting rid of me now. But I'm like, ask any of my partners.
It's time for the red carpet.
I think if you blend Sonoma and Minnesota together, what you get is authenticity.
Yes.
And I think every time we come out here, it always feels like you go above and beyond when you don't have to for us. And that's meaningful to people in Minnesota. And I think even the fact that like Reeve is like, we'll take care of you. We texted you, and you're you're going to come out tomorrow and we're going to take you on a full tour and tasting. But it's not about just drinking the wine. It's about hearing the family lineage.
You don't get to just drink.
Right?
You actually have to see the behind the scenes.
Yeah. And you call these folks that have been to Wine Fest in the past and they're like, whatever you want. And we're like, whatever you want. Like you've only been to Minnesota 1 year. Like you took such great care of us and we want to reciprocate that. Yeah. And I appreciate that about Sonoma. And I think that's what's made it really great. And so when you talk about favorite wines, I got to call out one of my close friends, Justin Seidenfeld, when he made Rowan and he opened that bottle at Wine Fest a few years ago. Like, I drank that so hard and loved it. It's in my cellar now, and I've got a problem. It's not good. My wife has her own wine under the steps, and I got all my wine.
I love that.
And so I got to give him that shout out right now because I appreciate what he's done for us. And so I love his wine, and he's done such a great job.
And we should just mention, tying that back, so tomorrow afternoon, Rodney Strong is actually hosting, which I think is so awesome, kind of a happy hour where all of you are going to mix and mingle with all of the winemakers and growers, essentially, at least they were all invited, that are heading to Minnesota in May. And so I think what a great opportunity to early on connect, because there's definitely some new folks that are less familiar with sort of the cause and even getting to meet you. So I just think I'm just
a small point for the listener. May The days start to get a little longer in Minnesota, yes. And the ice is off the lakes.
Totally.
Yeah. So, yeah. Listener, so come out to Winefest.
You're afraid the Californians are like, it's too
cold.
They
might be scared.
Just, you know, yeah. Just wanted to illuminate the possibilities.
No, yeah. When we were there last year, it was beautiful in May. Yeah. Having lived a couple years, my first job out of college was working for General Mills, marketing Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh.
So I lived right at 14th and Hennepin, right in the big, tall building with the rounded windows. I was like 20th floor. So I was born in South Dakota, so I cheered for Minnesota teams like the Vikings, which we talked about all the trades this morning when I was a kid, because that was our only sports teams in South Dakota. So
we love the South Dakotans,
right?
In Minnesota. We really do.
Yeah. Yes. I was from Sioux Falls, so yeah. That was kind of my roots.
There is whole table of Minnesota Vikings offensive linemen that come to Winefest, and they are wild. So if you decide to come up in May for Winefest and you want to join
us,
big
table.
The Vikings will be there.
Wow.
So there you go.
That's a very big table.
They eat big, they drink big.
So what are they drinking? Big. Are they drinking big red wines? Is my assumption. But
they love their 100 acre. Just
there you go.
And they ask us to go to 100 acre bottles to auction off because I'll buy it. It's like, oh, okay.
I think we need to replace those with the Rowan. Well, I think that's a good substitute.
It's your opportunity.
I think we
should corner Justin tomorrow.
Totally.
How many cases of Rowan can you send us tomorrow?
Yeah. And like you said, Justin's great. He's been on our board for the last couple of years and good human being and great winemaker. So.
We're going to take another quick break. We will be back to talk more about Winefest.
On the good stuff. I am here with Virginie, my co-host, and our guests, five guests in studio, all representing the Minnesota Wine Fest, which is
the voices of Wine Fest.
Exactly. Sonoma Soda this year is the official headline, and I'm going to actually announce on air, because I don't even think our friends in the room know, but Sonoma County Wine Growers is your partner. We were trying to think of a great auction lot item that would really go above and beyond, and historically, for 10 years, we did something called Grape Camp, where we'd invite consumers to come out.
Not
small
to be
groups.
Confused with grape gummies.
No grape gummies. Grape camp. And folks would come out. It was like a 2.5-day harvest immersion. And so we actually bring you out. You stay at luxury accommodations, but then you get out and you harvest with our growers. You do like a cooking class smackdown with some of our local chefs. You do wine tasting, go to the crush pad, wine making. It's 2.5 days. And so we haven't done grape camp since 2018, but we are bringing it back. We've set the dates. September 28th, I think, through October 1st. And so we have the dates, and we're going to donate two grape camps, so four people, two couples, that you can auction off.
Incredible.
Awesome.
So
it'd
be super fun. And then if we want add-ons, folks can sort of, support coming out on their own. But
that's
going to
be a winner.
I think
so. How much do you think that'll go for?
Are you guys going to give me $20,000 right now? Both of you give me $20,000.
I get $25
to blind. 30 to you. 40 to you. There we go.
Okay. I was told that maybe you should get a little bit of your auctioneering in, and there you go.
There
right.
it was.
There
I found a way.
Hi,
Sarah Worrell, our chairs.
So, but Nick, I want to hear, because I've observed you, and you're up there, and then you also interweave a reminder of what everyone is bidding on. So, yes, go bid on Grape Camp, but you guys have a lot of outreach. What you're doing, what you support, goes pretty far. Just mention that.
I mean, the auction is just a small piece. It's a huge fundraising piece to allow us to take this innovative research that, we've talked about, the cystic fibrosis chest that was started at the U of M is now used worldwide. The first ever bone marrow transplant with a pediatric patient was done at the University of Minnesota. So if we can use Winefest, which we do, as a platform to scream from the mountaintops, here's what we're doing to help the world, that just allows us to raise more money. And that's why these auctions are so important. That's why these sponsorships. And that's why this event has become so great for this hospital system. So thank you for bringing that
up. Supports local, but what you're doing is really a global impact.
Yes.
So I think that's why you are so attractive to so many, partners coming in.
I love that. Can I go back to your auction package? Because
listen
to this, all my Sonoma friends. I'm just going to call this out to you all. The last item last year was to announce we're bringing Sonoma to Minnesota for Winefest 28. And
I got to be on stage.
You got to come on stage. And the last package was the Healdsburg Food and Wine Show. And we sold that for $37,000. I think it was close to that.
And this grape camp is like... So, even more specialized.
We're gonna bring it.
I think we're gonna bring it.
But Minnesotans love Sonoma. We saw it at our last item, and so I think Grape Camp is gonna be. It's gonna break that record for sure.
I love that.
Yeah,
50,000. Should we go for a big round number?
You're gonna start me the bidding, right, Kai? Yeah.
I love it.
I'll anchor it.
And he's like, worst case scenario, I'll be at Grape Camp.
I'm not looking at Blythe because Blythe said, "Don't look at me at these auctions because you keep making me buy stuff that I want to be involved with." So I'm not even looking at it right now.
I think Blythe could be convinced to buy.
I would say Blingy Blythe should be at Grape Camp. Bring the bling to Grape Camp.
I do feel like Grape Camp sounds like the place we're sending our kids for wine tastings.
But instead it's for adults. When we used to do it historically,
18 plus, 21 plus.
We'd have like wives buy these trips for their husbands and be like, he never got to go to camp as a kid. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, so we're like making up for it. So that's awesome.
Is there a rope swing?
Absolutely. How much more will you pay?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's a $5,000 premium right there.
Right there. Done. Some good add-ons. That'll cost us $100 to put in, and we'll get a $4,900 return.
ROI for the kids.
Done.
I know. Amazing. What else do you want?
Are they riding some of the old vehicles?
Yo, yes. Done. How much will you pay for that?
Yeah, truck ride.
$10,000
for that. Now you got me bidding against Blythe. I know, totally.
Is there a grape stomp involved?
Absolutely. Done. Wait, what's it worth?
Well, we just built it live auction right there. Let's go.
We'll do this on stage. All right, what else do you want?
How about a John Deere tractor? Let's throw it.
We'll bring John Deere in and actually teach you how to drive tractors.
Oh, there we go. Wow.
That'd be fun.
Even better camp.
We
love that.
We love John Deere. Yes. Anyway.
Well, sadly, we have to take another break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up by telling people how they can get involved and attend the event on The Good Stuff. Up here on The Good Stuff, and we got to close this out quick. First of all, for those who want to attend or support the cause, how can they get involved? How can they get tickets?
Nick?
Yes, winefest.org, winefest.umn.edu. That will go directly to us so we can follow up with you, or follow us at Instagram at winefestumn because we're hip.
University of Minnesota is what that stands for. There you go.
And the event takes place May 9th and 10th at the Renaissance Minneapolis Hotel. So great. Go get tickets.
Join us. We're going to bring Sonoma County to Minneapolis, to Minnesota. So hope you can join us if you're listening out there. And then we've given everyone our background on our Tuesday Night Wines, Virginie. So we should do just like, this is like speed round.
Yeah,
of like,
speed.
What
speed.
Corks are we ripping on Tuesday night? All right, Kai, we're starting with you.
Oh, okay, I'll start. I'm on the Vermentino from Reeves. Although I have to give a mention to Jim Nance, The Calling. Jim? Give me a call.
I love it.
My number is 952. I'd love to play Cypress with you.
There you go. Okay. We'll share your phone number secretly to Jim.
Call me, Jim.
Sarah, what are you drinking?
I have to go with the woman-owned winery, Breathless. I'm opening a sparkling from them.
Delicious.
Awesome. I'm going around.
I'm doing the Dutton Goldfield Pinot Noir. In fact, I need another case of it.
Dang. We'll hook you up.
I had a beautiful Scribe Pinot yesterday, so that's what I'm going for.
Love it. And Nick, what are you doing, Nick?
So usually what I'll do, I'm going to start with the Devil's Proof Aperture, and then I'm going to open all 19 bottles from all of the winemakers that are coming, and I'll just sit and drink them all. So
give us some shout-outs.
From Breathless to Cartograph to Dutcher Crossing to Hanna, Kanzler, Orsi. We're excited about Orsi coming into
town. Yes.
And you can always say, like, you're saying this wrong, Nick.
No,
Minnesota.
Hanna,
let's go.
Orsi, yeah.
North Coast, like, we're excited to have them up. We've got San Giacomo family wines.
San Giacomo.
There it is. I am Italian, but I'm really far
like
south Italian.
San Giacomo. Yes. That might actually be the
See?
Proper.
Yeah, my family's from Sigillo, so I can say like, yeah, Bacchetti, whatever. Yeah, whatever it is. But St. Francis Winery, small vines. We're just pumped. So
I know.
Thank you all.
Do you know what's so fun is you're actually getting so many winemakers and growers there. So these are actually the people
that
crafted the wine going to be in the backyard. And I'm going to give a little shout out to Cartograph. They're amazing. And I like their Riesling,
Delicious.
Which is
yep.
some of the Ooh. Only Riesling made in Sonoma County. So that's going to be my Tuesday night wine.
Are you going to do 19 bottles with me or just one?
Well, no, I'm going to do all of those.
Okay, great.
So the plan is that it sounds like we should convene to have all of this wine together, which Virginie and I do often. So.
We do.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday, almost.
Almost.
All right. Everybody, we want to thank you so much for being in studio with us. Go get those tickets for Wine Fest, Sonoma, Soda, and for Sonoma County to wherever you are, remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.
Awesome.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Toast to children's health.